The summer insect assault has been in full swing for quite some time now. Dimitri got on Skype to talk with Eric Adams of Men's Health about fighting back.
When it's hot out there, there's a lot of people who are going out trying to get some relief, and they're encountering a lot of insects and critters who might be giving them some health problems. So we have this article in the magazine about how to deal with these blood-sucking little vampires that you're going to encounter while you're out trying to have a good time.
Is DEET safe? We ask the same question every year, it seems.
Actually, it is safe. There's plenty of mosquito repellents that line the shelves of drugstores and supermarkets each summer, but they're not all created equally, of course. The majority derive their effectiveness from chemicals, and protecting the public from mosquitoes since 1957 has, of course, been DEET, and it continues to be the chemical of choice in repellents. It's been proven to be the most effective chemical repellent on the market. You know, the ones that have 23.8% DEET protect wearers for about 5 hours, and there are no definitive safety risks to that chemical.
It's going to happen. We're going to get stung by a bee, bitten by a tick, maybe even a spider.
Okay, bee stings. You want to scrape the stinger out using the edge of a credit card, not your finger or anything like that. Just use a credit card, scrape it out, then take ibuprofen or aspirin and apply ice to relieve pain. Over-the-counter antihistamines such as cetirizine or fexofendrine can ease the itching. If you have swelling or hives or a rash, of course, go see a doctor. A tick bite, use tweezers, grasp the tick by the head and gently tug out, then wash the area with soap and water, and apply an ointment that contains bacitracin or neomycin and slap on a Band-Aid. Spider bite, wash the area well with soap and water and cover it with the Band-Aid. If the bite doesn't heal within a couple of weeks, or if you notice any pus coming from the area, schedule a doctor's appointment and get in there and have it taken care of.
Is it true that you can use Tiger Balm to stop bug bites itch?
Yeah, one of our sources, a guy named Ed Stafford, he walked the length of the Amazon River, and over the course of 860 days doing this, he estimates that he had well over 50,000 mosquito bites. Now, the DEET they were using, that would wash away quickly because they were sweating so much. So to reduce the itching, they used Tiger Balm during the day and antihistamines at night. As a treatment for the seriously bitten bodies, they always carried hydrocortisone, but he never had to use it because the Tiger Balm worked so well. So yes, it is thought to be a very effective treatment against these bug bites.
You were just telling us a little bit ago about how to handle a tick bite, how to remove that tick that's attached itself. Lots of people in connection with that are afraid of Lyme disease, West Nile virus, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Yeah, these are very serious diseases. Lyme disease. It's a fever-inducing and potentially life-threatening infection that's transmitted by a deer tick's bite. And according to the CDC, more than 20,000 cases in the U.S. were reported in 2010 alone. West Nile virus. Mosquitoes carry this one. Infection can lead to fever, headache, fatigue, and body aches. The virus can also cause other complications, including meningitis, paralysis, and even permanent nerve damage. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. This illness is caused by bacteria from wood ticks or dog ticks and has been most common in the eastern half of the nation. So left untreated, it can have a mortality rate of up to 20%. So these are serious things that you have to be aware of and take these bugs seriously when you spot them.
Now, speaking of fear, are there any summer bugs out there that could actually take our lives, kill us?
Yeah, there's something called the triatomine bug, aka the kissing bug. It feasts on your face as you sleep, especially in the summer, and could pass on a parasite that causes the deadly Chagas disease. And the nasties live mainly in the southern United States in dark, cranny-filled areas. If you wake up with your entire eye or mouth swollen, call your doctor. It might have been one of those.
Well, that's nothing to mess around with. Can we talk about some myths? You know, some of us think that we give off some kind of scent that attracts bugs. Is that true?
Yeah, some sweat is tastier to bugs than other sweat. This is from a source of ours, Brian Allen, who's an assistant professor of entomology at the University of Illinois. So he says, shower up before a pool party and take occasional dips during the party to make sure that you're not coated in sweat, which will attract the bugs.
How about candles? Can you light a certain kind of candle to keep the mosquitoes at bay?
Yeah, citronella, it can reach a maximum repellency rate of about 22% outdoors. This is according to a study a few years ago. A better bet, buy a diffuser with geraniol. This plant-derived oil has a 75% repellency rate within 20 feet. That's much more effective than citronella.
You know, the health experts always tell us, use sunscreen. Don't forget to reapply the sunscreen. And of course, you also want to use bug spray. Putting all of that on at once, probably a bad idea?
It actually is a bad idea. We looked at this Australian study. It found that applying them at the same time lowered the repellent's effectiveness. So the CDC says, apply sunscreen 20 minutes before you spray and reapply sunscreen every hour or two and use the bug spray as needed.
Some would call it an irrational fear. fear that we have of many insects. You know, I mean, a bee is flying around, and some of us who think we're pretty brave all of a sudden are running scared. How do you deal with your fear of bugs if you have that?
Yeah, I wouldn't call that irrational at all. I'm the king of the bee freak out, believe me. But if you're petrified of pests, when you face a bug, stay connected and in the present moment, okay? This is from a PhD psychologist we talked to about this. Breathe, be patient, and watch the bug fly or crawl away. By riding this wave of emotion that you experience, that'll pass, and you're learning to be less afraid of the bug. So just sort of keep your cool as best you can, and the guy will go away.
All right, if you say so. Men's Health Senior Editor Eric Adams. More on that deadly bug that Eric mentioned. Just go to WTOP.com, search Kissing Bug.